Gracious God, on this Easter morning, let us welcome our Lord Jesus Christ into our lives, and let us open our eyes, ears, and spirit to rejoice His resurrection through the words today. In the name of a risen Christ, we pray. Amen. Good morning. Happy Easter. This year, we have a very different Easter morning. We should gather together in the sanctuary and celebrate Jesus' resurrection with joy and happiness as shouting hallelujah. And children are excited to do egg hunting and other activities on Easter Sunday. But we couldn't do that this year. I miss our normal life and Easter celebration so much. However, in spite of that, God gives us joy, happiness, and hope for eternal life through Jesus' resurrection. And although it was very tough and difficult, we went through well the Lenten season and finally got here, Easter. Jesus has risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Today, I want to share this amazing news with you as reflecting on stone that rolled out from the entrance of Jesus' tomb. In today's scriptures, we can see Mary Magdalene and other women went to Jesus' tomb to anoint the body of Jesus Christ. About 3 days earlier, Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross on Calvary's hill, and he was laid to rest and buried in a tomb that is known as Joseph's borrowed tomb. But when Mary Magdalene and the other women arrived at the tomb, they noticed that the stone was rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. John 21 verse 1 through 18 is also same story, but little different. In John 20, not only Mary Magdalene and women, but also Jesus' disciples like Peter, John, and the other disciples went into the tomb and saw that the body of Jesus Christ was not there. Oh my! They should be surprised and so worried and afraid of Jesus' body was not there. Probably they thought someone took his body. But Jesus Christ had risen from the dead as he said he would. Now let's think about the stone which was rolled away from the entrance of the tomb. Who rolled the stone away? Roman soldier? Or anyone who loved Jesus? No, God sent an angel to do that. And for what? Was it for Jesus Christ for letting him get out of the tomb? No, I don't think so. Jesus Christ has the power to roll away the stone without any help. Jesus could have thrown the stone away and the stone would have moved. Or Jesus could have spoken to the stone and the stone would have moved. Or Jesus could have just touched the stone and the stone would have moved. Or even Jesus could have walked right through the stone out of the tomb because Jesus Christ has all power to do anything. But the reason why God sent an angel to move the stone away was not for Jesus Christ, but for Mary and other women. Verse 2 says, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, Who will roll the stone away from the entrance of the tomb? On their way to the tomb, Mary and other women worried about how to roll the heavy stone away to enter the tomb. But God already knew their situation and sent an angel to help them to roll the stone away. The stone was not moved for Jesus Christ's sake, but it was moved for Mary, other women, Peter, John, other disciples, and for us. God wanted them to be able to go into the tomb and see that Jesus Christ was no longer dead, but that he has risen from the dead, and that he is alive forevermore. And through that, God wants us to know that because Jesus is alive, salvation is available. Because Jesus is alive, eternal life is available. Because Jesus is alive, deliverance is available. Because Jesus is alive, forgiveness from sin is available for us. Brothers and sisters, you may know the song, Because He Lives. Because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He lives, all fears are gone. Because I know He holds the future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. Amen. Yes, the stone was rolled away from the tomb so that Mary and the other women and Peter, John, and other disciples go into and see the body of Jesus Christ is no longer in the tomb. But they may see that Jesus Christ has indeed risen from the dead by the Almighty God. And guess what? Even though this incident took place over 2,000 years ago, God is still rolling back stones. God is still able to roll some stones out of our lives in order for us to be able to move forward in our lives. God helps some stones be rolled away in our lives. For example, in order for us to move forward in our lives and to receive the blessings that God has for us, the stone of unforgiveness must be rolled away. Right? In order for us to move forward in our lives and to receive God's blessing, the stone of bitterness and the stones of hate, racism, prejudice, and the stones of jealousy, envy, disobedience must be rolled away. So God helps us to have more blessings from Him. And to move forward, He moved away the stone of confusion, the stone of depression, the stone of doubt, falsehood, deceit, and some stones of uncontrolled anger, lust, and negative attitude, even some stones of sin, evil, and transgression from our lives. God is rolling all the stones from our lives for helping us to move forward and helping us to meet resurrected Jesus Christ in our lives. If you reflected on these stones to be rolled away, these are all about stumbling blocks that get in our way with our relationship with Jesus Christ. So, to have a close relationship with Jesus Christ, the stones should be removed. Can we do that by our own power? It may not be possible to roll away the stones by our own power, but by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, by God's help, it is possible. Only Jesus can roll the stones of sin and evil out of our lives. Brothers and sisters, you see, instead of having the stones of sin in your life, you ought to have the stone that the builders rejected, who later became the chief cornerstone. And the stone is Jesus Christ, who is known to be the rock of our salvation. He is known to be the rock in a weary land. There is no stone too hard for Jesus to roll away. Just call on Jesus, and he will help you to roll away whatever stone that has you not moving forward in your life. Even in these difficult times of pandemic, Jesus Christ will help us, give us hope and peace in this world. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, thank you for giving us your precious words today. We celebrate today, Jesus' resurrection. Jesus Christ is risen and he is still alive. If any of us has doubt about this, please roll the stones of doubt away and strengthen their faith. O Lord, help us to live with the risen Christ all the times, and let us have a new life and new hope in this difficult season and in this uncertain world. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen.